Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Welcome everyone to Winning Ways. Another late one. It's a real late one, but I's here. Welcome to Winning Ways. I'm your host, Stephanie Solomon, and this is day 10 of the 12 days of forgiveness. And thank you for bearing with me and hanging in there with me. And before I get right into it, I just have to remind you, doesn't my voice sounds tired just because I am tired. Yeah, I want you, if you are on whether Facebook or YouTube, send out comment, say something, put an emoji up or something, a thumbs up or whatever. Just show some engagement, folks. I'm really trying to build following over on the YouTube side, and it would really be helpful if you were engaged because that's what the algorithms align themselves to, all right? And subscribe while there because I have several of you who just like watching. I don't know. If you like what you see, let me know, okay? Subscribe. Otherwise, I'm starting to wonder what you're looking for, okay? All right. And share. Thank you for those who continually share. I'm loving it. I see who you are. And thank you so much for the way that you choose to support. All right. Share and like. All right. We're going to get right into it. Once again, thank you. Thank you so much. Once again, we're talking about forgiveness because I am a forgiveness coach. And I write about it and I talk about it and I try to help people through it. It's something that we struggle with, and trust me, I can relate. As you begin to develop a posture for forgiving and you're working through all of your emotions, all that comes with forgiving yourself and someone else. But I really want to focus more on someone else today. Understand if you're thinking about and you're struggling with the whole idea of trusting someone or individuals who have wounded you and trusting them again, that's normal, all right? And understand you do not have to trust. And if you choose to trust and someone says you shouldn't, if you feel led to do that, that's your choice. But understand that forgiveness and trust are not synonymous. They're not the same or identical. They're not similar or identical, rather. Also, for those of you who align yourself with the principles and the standards of God's word, and you really are intentional about pleasing God through following all of his thousands of commandments and forgiving others, it's one of them. Understand through scripture, yes, are directed, instructed by God to forgive. Otherwise, we know, right? So we're commanded to do that, but we're not commanded to trust anyone other than him. So throughout the Old and New Testament, we're told to trust God. It is so repetitive, but you don't see trusting people. God tells us in the scripture, I believe it's Matthew, I know it's Matthew, the chapter 10. Yep, Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, to be wise as a serpent, yet harmless as a dove. So trusting people is something we have to really apply wisdom to. And I know what it's like to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I know what it's like to feel guilty because I don't want to trust this person, but I think I should because I haven't seen anything that they've done. And in some cases, I have seen what they've done that wasn't appropriate or what have you, for lack of words. But I feel like, oh, who am I? Give him another chance, whatever. And I struggle with that. I know what that's like to struggle with that. I also know what it's like to be kind of like harassed by acquaintances of that person or those individuals and myself, and have people try to push me into spaces and places of vulnerability and trust with someone who has offended me. And that's awkward. It's an uneasy feeling because internally I know that I'm not ready. And I also know that there's something that's not right and I can't put my finger on it. I know what it's like to feel that opposition from the crowd. So what I'm going to say is be strong with whatever decision you make. If you choose to go with trusting someone who you have forgiven, live with your choice, whether it turns out to be a, you know, the right choice or the wrong choice, live and learn. If you choose not to, I mean, your cutoff game is strong. If you choose to do that, be able to live with it, you know. Reconciliation, trust, reaccess, not the same as forgiveness. So understand that trust is something that's earned. And if we're not careful, we will have a misinterpretation of what trust is, like many people have with forgiveness. And we will be allowing people who don't anchor us, are not safe for us, safe spaces for us, don't have our heart or share our heart or protect our heart, don't share our vision, don't have our back. And we will put them in close proximity of disrupting our peace and so much more. So that scripture, wise as a serpent, it's actually, that's a part of the verse, but that portion of the verse, I have to remind myself of constantly, because people can even look good. They can act, you know, they can have a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. We can all pretend. If we're not careful and we don't try the Spirit by the Spirit of God, we will find ourselves in some really awkward situations. So understand that forgiveness is not trust. I came across something written by an author. His name is Scott Savage. And he writes a lot about forgiveness. And I saw something that really stood out to me. He says that forgiveness deals with the past, something that was done. You know, once you do it, it becomes past. Reconciliation is about the present, because a lot of people believe that we prove that we, and this is my slant now, a lot of people believe that we prove that we've forgiven people because we let them in our lives and we reconcile. But reconciliation really isn't an agreement between two people, not one. You're not misleading the other. You honestly want to be in that person's life. That person wants to be in your life. You want to be the best to that person and you expect that back. It's a two-way thing. It's a relationship. It's not one-sided. There's reciprocity there, loving on each other. That's a present. So Scott says that that's a present endeavor. However, trust, he says, is about the future. And that makes so much sense. Forgiveness is about the past. Reconciliation is about the now, the present. And trust is about the future. No, we won't know what people will do. You know, give people a chance to, you know, you can't give, I don't believe we should give everyone chances for everything, because everyone has not done the work to be the better version of themselves, to be placed in our spaces for the type of loving and all of that we need. They don't have the capacity for that. And I'm not saying, you know, cut everybody off, but learn to set up boundaries. Learn to let you know where people are in your, and let me just say this correctly. It's late and I'm sound like I'm running this gibbering, but create spaces and places for people. You don't always have to tell them that. They can read it by the way they're either invited, not invited, because sometimes we do, and I know I've been there, we think more of a relationship than what it really is, and you realize, you know what, they don't see me like I see them, or vice versa. But it is what it is, you know, and just learn to place people accordingly. And we have to take those steps to protect our heart, to protect our investments, protect our homes, our children, our very lives, actually. All right. So understand, as you move forward through this process, remember, I've been saying this for the last 10 days, forgiveness is a process. And in that process, understand that it doesn't necessarily mean you have to trust someone again. All right. All right. Trust is earned. And basically, that is all I have to say this late, late hour. My voice is letting me know that it's late. Let me know how you've been blessed. This is winding down. We have two more days left, 11 and 12. And there's so much to say about forgiveness. I have no clue what I'm going to say until that day. You know, but let me know how this is blessing you and how you're moving forward. If you desire a one-on-one session or so with me, just, I thought I had it up here, but I don't. Look at the ticker. My website is there. You can log on to www.StephanieERSolomon and book a session or so. All right. I'll be excited to see actually if we're a good fit and to work with you as you move through your process of forgiving. All right. Take care, everybody. I am going to call this a day because that it has been. Thank you for hanging in there with me. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.